Let's welcome in Andy Dunn into the conversation, president of the Vancouver Canadiens. Andy, first of all, thanks for joining us. How have you been?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me on. And just we've been like everybody else, trying to do the right thing and hopefully get this thing out of everybody's way. But unfortunately, today we were allowed to make an announcement of not having a season this summer at Nat Bailey. So it's a tough day because I feel terrible for our fans and our partners. And I feel terrible for our staff as well. So it's a tough day, but you know what? We knew it was going to come. And, we realistically, as an organization, turned the page on 2020 about 6 weeks ago. And we've been working on 2021. But, again, it stings a little bit. You know, it stung when we missed opening day and today's announcement. But at least, you know, we know where we are now. We know we're not going to be playing any baseball. We'll try to do some events at the ballpark once, you know, some of the numbers are relaxed a little bit. But we're certainly going to do everything we do to adhere to all the health numbers. And it's just a tough day. Tough day for everybody because Nat Bailey is such a fabric of what I feel is one of the great parts of Vancouver.
And it is one of the best minor league experiences you can have, especially in Canada, if you want to go and watch baseball. And it's just a great social event to have. So from that perspective, it really sucks for us not to be able to enjoy that as Vancouverites and those that live in the Lower Mainland and come to watch the games. But from an organizational perspective, I think, you know, as much as it sucks that we don't get to watch baseball this summer, I think what a lot of fans are hoping for, just like everything else in life, or a lot of things in life that we can't really enjoy fully this summer, that in 2021, the brand is strong enough to still be here and be able to provide that service and experience that the Canadians have done for such a long time here in Vancouver.
And I think, you know, we've been planning for 2021. There's still a lot of work to be done regarding the minor league baseball agreement with Major League Baseball. So there's still a few unanswered questions on that. But, you know, as an organization, we're very strong. We've got great support. We're really excited and looking forward to the future. I think there's going to be some changes when it comes to scheduling and things like that, but nothing's official yet until the negotiations are final. But again, you know, we'll turn the page on 2020 and get ready to start working on 2021.
Andy, you oversee so many like facets of the organization and so many people within the organization, and the team's got such a great community attachment. So when a cancellation like this happens, kind of like, who do you think of first?
I think of our fans. I think of the, you know, we're fortunate. We have close to 7,000 a night at the ballpark, but you know, we know the ones that are there every night because they become part of your family. And those are the ones you miss. I miss the people that I call our diehards. I miss all the fans in Section 10. Those guys are great over there. I'm going to miss the kids this summer from the Boys and Girls Club because it doesn't look like we're going to be able to have our Little League program for those kids. And, you know, you just miss a lot of things. You really do. I mean, you miss the smell of the ballpark. You miss the ballpark coming alive. I mean, I'm fortunate I'm at the ballpark all the time. But the ballpark is only fun when it's alive. And it's our fans who are the ones who make it alive. I mean, I get to walk around it all the time when there's nobody in it. And it's still a cool place. But when we open those gates and the lights are on and the music's playing and the ballpark smells are going and then the game starts and you hear the sights and sounds of the game, that's when the Nat becomes truly the Nat. And so that's what I think I'm going to miss the most this summer.
You mentioned it a bit before there. What does this mean moving forward as far as like restructuring your minor league baseball? I know there's been talk of, you know, revamping the tiering system. Do you have any indication of what that might mean for the Canadians?
We don't know yet. I mean, we're still in the middle of the negotiation. There's been discussions. It's all been put on hold for a little bit of time now because Major League Baseball's priority was basically getting the big league guys back on the field, working with the Players Association and coming up with some safety protocols. But now that that's moving forward, I think that the negotiations will pick back up in a timely manner. But again, if I was going to say anything right now, it would strictly be speculative. So again, until we know exactly what the new agreement looks like, I think I'll just hold off and see what we're going to be looking like once we have a finalized deal. Because this thing's, it's changed dramatically since we first started looking at it and the first news we received about it last October. So, but again, I know we're going to get closer, and I think we'll end up with a good deal. And what changes that might be, I think right now we're just going to have to wait and see how the thing shakes out.
We're talking to Andy Dunn, president of the Vancouver Canadiens, here on Sportsnet 650. And that's the reality of trying to plan through things within a pandemic. We were just talking about that with the hockey return to play plan. And it seems like the hub cities change on a day-to-day basis. The protocols have to kind of change, and it's all fluid. It's so hard to try to run a business and plan ahead when really there's so much uncertainty. So how big of a challenge has that been for you and your staff? Because that's something we're all trying to deal with, right? Trying to plan the future in something that is unpredictable.
You know, unfortunately, I think when you try, especially with the sports leagues, with whether it's the NHL, the NBA, or Major League Baseball, there's, you're going to have your protocols, but there's going to be things that are going to pop up on you. And, you know, if you think you can plan for everything during a pandemic, I think we would all agree that that's just simply not possible. I mean, you know, what happens if a whole team tests positive? What happens if, you know, there's a spike in a certain area? Are they going to not go travel to that area and play games? There's so many unknown variables right now that I think, like, you know, best thing, you have to be fluid in all these situations. And but I think as long as you're putting your system in place and you're putting your games in place with the thought process is, I'm not going to put anybody at risk, or I'm not going to ask somebody to do something that I wouldn't be willing to do myself. That's really the way you're going to have to look at this, because you are talking about people's health. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, this thing is highly contagious. So,
yeah,
you know, and these people have families, and it's not just the players. You've got support staff, and, you know, whether people are going to be in these little hubs, you've got hotel workers, you've got people who clean the rooms, you've got all these staffs. It's going to be hard to bubble that whole environment. I think that's going to be the great challenge. And, you know, if somebody does come down or test positive, it's nobody's fault. Everybody's trying to do the right thing. But unfortunately, as contagious as this thing is and continues to linger around, I think putting a season together is going to be one of the most difficult challenges any sport's ever had.
Yeah, and even if they start, the question is, can they finish those seasons? And Andy, before we let you go, and we appreciate your time, one of the things that I really feel bad for is a lot of these players that really need this development time, right? Like that need yep. this year and that step forward. And sure, they can practice and do certain things, but you can't replicate going through a season.
No.
What do you think some of those guys are going through, and how big of an impact does this have on a lot of those guys? I mean, every single player needs development time, even guys that are in the majors, but how big of an impact can this have on those individual players, especially those guys that are always on the brink of perhaps getting through or not?
Well, you know, and that's the whole thing. You can't replicate. You can't just go ahead and take BP and replicate game situations. It's every sport's being hurt from a development standpoint. I mean, just by, you know, gym time, weight time, not being able to go to the facilities, not being able to do it. Everybody is so far behind the eight ball right now when it comes to all these things. Sure, you know, a lot of the guys at the big league level or major league levels will have their gyms and things like that, but the kids who are in the minor league situations, those kids, you know, they haven't been getting paid very much. They've been getting basically their meal stipend. They don't have access to equipment, to gyms, to fields. It's going to be a wasted year for a lot of these kids. And I think what you end up seeing from a lot of these kids who are marginal about possibly being tagged as a prospect, I wouldn't be surprised if you see a lot of people just walk away and say, you know what, it's time for me to go start my career and start my life, because, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in the future either. But, you know, you're exactly right. The development has taken a massive hit. I mean, even if you look at the whole situation from the high school sports to the collegiate sports that were all canceled, all those kids that are juniors and seniors at NCAA universities for baseball, they lost their whole year. And now those kids have to go back. It's going to be 16 months before they're back on a field. I mean, that's tough to do.
It's a really tough spot for a lot of these athletes, a lot of these organizations. But Andy, we wish you guys the best of luck. We're glad for the plans for 2021. We look forward to chatting with you again and continuing this relationship on Sports and 650 as well. Best of luck to you, yourself, and the organization. And we'll stay in touch and talk again soon, Andy.
Guys, thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you soon.